This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have resumed the process of certifying President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory hours after an angry mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the building, forcing members to be rushed from the Capitol. Hundreds of protesters, stirred up by a rally in which President Trump urged them to march on the Congress, stormed into the building Wednesday afternoon, smashing windows, taking over offices, and clashing with police. One woman was shot and killed in the melee. Police later cleared the building, and Vice President Mike Pence said violence did not win, democracy did.
We condemn the violence that took place here in the strongest possible terms. We grieve the loss of life.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that the United States Senate would not be intimidated.
We will not be kept out of this chamber by thugs, mobs, or threats.
The incident sparked bipartisan outrage, with many lawmakers blaming President Trump for the violence. Multiple Republican senators reversed course and now say that they won't object to congressional certification of President-elect Joe Biden's victory. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. This is VOA News. World leaders are expressing shock at the storming of the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
World leaders reacted with shock and horror. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, "Disgraceful scenes in U.S. Congress." German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas tweeted, "Contempt for democratic institutions has disastrous effects." Former Swedish Prime Minister Carl Bildt tweeted, "This is insurrection, nothing less." I'm Mike Gracia.
Democrats on Wednesday completed a sweep of the two U.S. Senate seats up for grabs in runoff elections in the state of Georgia. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Journalist John Ossoff held a lead of slightly more than 0.5%, with no path left for incumbent David Perdue to regain the lead. At 33 years old, Ossoff will be the youngest sitting U.S. senator and the first Jewish person to serve from Georgia, running on a platform of fairness and inclusion.
I'll be for you. In the U.S. Senate, I will serve all the people of the state.
Reverend Raphael Warnock also ousted incumbent Kelly Loeffler for the other Senate seat, which gives Democrats now the majority in the Senate. An AP VoteCast survey finds black voters, young voters, and new arrivals to Georgia are behind the flip from red to blue. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The European Union's Medicine Agency has given the green light to the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, a decision that gives the 27-nation bloc a second shot to stem the virus rampaging across the continent. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
The approval recommendation by the agency, which must be rubber-stamped by the EU's Executive Commission, comes amid high rates of infection in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. Senior official Ursula von der Leyen welcomed the approval, adding in a tweet, "Now we are working at full speed to approve it and make it available in the EU. The agency has already approved a coronavirus vaccine made by American drug maker Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Both vaccines require giving people two shots." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Many Americans are wondering when they can get their coronavirus vaccine shot. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning that the next few weeks could be dangerous as the coronavirus surges. But the good news, the U.S. could soon be giving at least a million COVID-19 shots a day. Vaccinations got off to a slower than expected start. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan announced the National Guard would help get shots into arms. And he warned facilities that let even a quarter of their vaccine sit on the shelf, they may not get as much in the future. I'm Rita Foley.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.